will begin the November 26, 2010 edition of the Rain Report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, this is the Rain Report. I'm Hap Holly, KC9RP. This week, we bring you a special feature from Handy Hams. Here's Pat Tice, WA0TDA.
Welcome to Operating Skills. I'm Pat Tice, WA0TDA. The following short subject on beacons was first presented as part of the Handy Ham World Weekly e-letter and podcast. Learning to use high-frequency beacons is an important part of understanding how to work DX. So this story on beacons is part of our Operating Skills lecture series. I hope you enjoy it. Please let me know if you have any comments. Let's go right to the question pool to start out our discussion. Time for a dip in the pool. I thought it would be fun to pick a question out of the question pool again this week and see how many of us can remember the right answer. G1 Bravo 03 asks us, which of the following is a purpose of a beacon station as identified in the FCC rules? Is it A, observation of propagation and reception or other related activities? B, automatic identification of repeaters? C, transmission of bulletins of general interest to amateur radio licensees? Or D, identifying net frequencies? Okay, did you pick answer A, observation of propagation and reception or other related activities? That's the right choice, and certainly good information to know because beacons can help you use the bands more efficiently. Listening for a beacon can alert you to a band opening, which is absolutely essential to working DX or possibly making that rare VHF contact. So let's take a look at operating skills, how to find out where and when to listen to beacon stations. Now that we have quizzed you about beacon stations, let's visit the Northern California DX Foundation's website to find out where to listen to worldwide beacons, what they actually sound like so that you know what to listen for, and when they are transmitting their identifications. All of these things are essential to using beacons effectively. I'll give you the link to the beacon schedule in a moment, but first I want to tell you a few basics so that you will know what to look for on the web page. It is important to realize that beacons do not transmit continuously, so if you tune to a beacon frequency, you must monitor for a period of time and be patient. The NCDXF website states, each beacon transmits every 3 minutes day and night. A transmission consists of the call sign of the beacon sent at 22 words per minute followed by 4 1-second dashes. The call sign and the first dash are sent at 100 watts. The remaining dashes are sent at 10 watts, 1 watt, and 100 milliwatts. So that means that when you tune to a beacon frequency, it is possible that you will hear nothing at all for a few minutes, even if the band is open. If you keep listening and don't hear anything, here are some possible reasons. The band is not open. Or you are using a directional antenna and it is not pointed toward the beacon station. Or conditions are changing, and the band is up and down, and you just happen to catch it in a fade. So also consider this. If you do hear a beacon station identifying, it will start the transmission at the full 100 watts, then decrease power to 10 watts, 1 watt, and finally 1/10 of a watt. This is so that you can judge how good the signal path is relative to power. If you can hear the lowest power part of the identification transmissions, then the band conditions are really, really good. If you can barely hear the 100-watt transmission, conditions are not so good, but the band conditions may be worth monitoring. The things you will need to know about finding and tuning in a particular beacon station are the station's call sign, the frequency of transmission, the station's location, the time of the hour that the transmission will be sent. So, here is the information available about each beacon in a grid on the NCDXF beacon list page. Call, Location, 14.100, 18.110, 21.150, 24.930, 28.200, operator, and status.
You're listening to a short subject on beacons, provided to us this week by Pat Tice, WA0TDA, the man behind Hand to Ham World weekly e-letter and podcast. Pat will continue in a moment. This is the Rain Report.
So what does all of this mean? Well, let's break it down and find out. Call is the call sign of the beacon station. This is what you will listen for and identify so that you know which station you are hearing. This is quite important as the beacons share some common frequencies. Location is the location of the beacon station. Now, it's not an exact location. The country is given, not the city in the street. So it's the country location. Then 14.100, as you might expect, is the 20-meter beacon frequency. 18.110 is the 17-meter beacon frequency, and so on. Operator is the entity, usually a club or organization, responsible for operating the beacon station. And the final thing is status, and that's the operational condition of the beacon. If it's listed as OK, it is working normally. If it is off, it is not working. And there may be footnotes to further explain the situation. In the first row of the grid, we find station 4U1UN. We see that it is located at the United Nations building. Under 14.100, we see that it transmits at 00:00, which in this case means at the top of the 3-minute cycle. In the grid, the time refers to minutes and seconds within a 3-minute period, because each beacon transmits once every 3 minutes. Under 18.110, we see that it transmits at 00:10, which is at 10 seconds into each 3-minute cycle, and so on for the other frequencies. Under operator, we see UNRC, which stands for the United Nations Radio Club. And finally, under status, we see that it is off with a footnote. This means that the station is off the air right now. And when we check the footnote, we see that it is because of repairs on the United Nations building roof. In the next row, we find station VE8AT. Under 14.100, we see that it transmits at 00:10, or 10 seconds into each 3-minute cycle. So are you beginning to see how this works? Each beacon in turn transmits on 14.100 megahertz at its own scheduled time in each 3-minute cycle. So you can set the radio dial on 14.100 megahertz, and if you hear a signal at a specific time, let's say at exactly the top of the hour, then you know that it has to be 4U1UN. If it is at 10 seconds later, then it must be VE8AT. If it is 20 seconds into the same minute, it is the next station in the list, W6WX, and so on. Needless to say, you need to know the exact time to really make complete use of this beacon system. MFJ even makes a beacon alerting device, the MFJ-890, that lights up LED indicators on a world map to show the time a specific beacon is transmitting. This device is not blind accessible, but may be of use to sighted Handy Ham members. So, are you ready to explore the NCDXF beacon list? You'll find it at www.ncdxf.org/beacon /beaconschedule, all one word, .html. Or you can just Google for the Northern California DX Foundation and follow the navigation on that excellent website. This completes our discussion of beacons for operating skills. Please pay a visit to the Northern California DX Foundation website. Do some more reading there about working DX, and be sure to check out some of the beacons. I think you'll find that once you discover the utility of these beacon stations, you'll enjoy using them from time to time to find out if the bands are open and when you should get on the air. So for Operating Skills, this is Pat Tice, WA0TDA, and you can reach me at my call sign, Whiskey Alpha Zero Tango Delta Alpha at ARRL.net. And I hope to hear you on the air soon. 73.
That concludes this week's Rain Report. Copyright 1990-2010. Rain. All rights reserved. I'm Hap Holly, KCNRP Rain's founder and producer, bidding you very 73 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. www.therainreport.com.